Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I got all these callers scrambled. John, which one disagrees with me? Edward in Florida, okay. Because if you disagree, you go to the head of the line. I had this list of calls here and didn't know which one of them disagreed. All right, Rush Limbaugh has attacked me. We're not going to play this because he's talking about me. The point is they're having to respond, and he's lying as usual as a big phony conservative. Put people in prison if they use drugs, but let me gobble all I want. I shouldn't go. I mean, it's just this. But I don't think you should go to prison, you despicable creature. You just shouldn't say everybody else should. So we'll talk about the big liberal. That's really what he is, okay, liberals? You need to quit using that term. Let's get into facts. That's coming up later. I'll tell you who that, quote, call from George Bush was to my home office, unlisted number, last Thursday. We discovered it. To kind of give you a hint, my prediction was correct. It wasn't hard to predict what it was. Well, I will tell you about it later. And we've got Bill Maher attacking Charlie Sheen coming up, and just masses of news on Iran. Bush changes his reason for being in Iraq again. Basically, it's totally jam-packed, and we have the incredible, wonderful, fantastic news. 84% of Americans not buying the official story, believing they're being lied to some extent or totally, and it fits in with all the other numbers we're getting of other polls of 84%, which are unscientific. This is scientific, believing it's an inside job. And going to Edward in Florida on the subject of the poll, I'm told he disagrees. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I think that we need to be careful about the conclusions that we draw from this poll. The question that's asked is when it comes to what they knew prior to September 11th. It doesn't talk about whether people think it's an inside job or whether the official story about
that is not the case, sir. That is not true. That is not. Go read it carefully.
I'm reading it right now.
Have you gone and read the Angus Reid deal?
When it comes to what they knew prior to September 11th, 2001, about possible terrorist attacks against the U.S., do you think members of the Bush administration are telling the truth, mostly telling the truth but hiding something, or are mostly lying? That has nothing to do with whether it's an inside job.
Yes, it does. And
how?
I disagree with you on what you take away from this poll. Because in the past they had those polls, and it was 70-something percent thinking they weren't covering up. The fact that people are saying, hey, the intelligence, it's a broad, a simple question, with the intelligence they had, now do you think they're lying, mostly lying, or not lying? You read that, this certainly shows that 80-plus percent of the American people believe they're being lied to about the official fable.
Yeah, I agree that most of the people that they agree they're being lied to, but I mean, do they think they're being lied to about the fact that?
Sure, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question, sir. This is all interpretation. I think what you're saying is fair to a certain extent, and I brought that up earlier in the last hour. I'm sure you heard me say that. This mirrors the CNN polls of between 80 and 90%. There have been four of them. One was 80, one was 82, one was 84, one was 90. This mirrors other polls. MSN, 61% believing there's a cover-up. This mirrors the Scripps Howard News Service, 68%. I'm going from memory on this, but I'm pretty sure I'm accurate on these numbers. 68% believing there's a cover-up, 36% believing total inside job. So, and then I do interviews, sir, where I'm being attacked by the host. On neocon stronghold stations, okay, and on average I'd say one caller out of about 20. On some, it might be 40 calls, and no one disagrees.
Yeah, I mean, I agree there.
I'm saying this vets what I'm getting organically.
All right. I got one more question. If you
sure, go ahead.
Okay, Larry Silverstein in the 2002 PBS documentary America Rebuilds. He says to the fire commander, all right, maybe the smartest thing to do was pull it, and they made the decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse. Why would Silverstein be telling the fire commander to pull the building?
I think he's trying to put blame on them. Let me get what you think on the other side, okay?
Great.
It's like Bush in the Rose Garden. I need to get this video. I have the audio clip. Well, I'll tell you about it when we get back. It was exactly a month ago. Yeah, a month ago today. We'll be right back.
Here
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in this hour, Rush Limbaugh savaged me and lied in a bald-faced way last Thursday, as he does on so many issues as a fake oxycontin-gobbling phony conservative. We'll play that. We'll get into the incredible poll. 84% of Americans believing they're being lied to by the Bush administration on 9/11. And you can, you know, nitpick and say about the intelligence on 9/11. The point is they know they're being lied to. And this is a very scientific poll, and it mirrors the unscientific polls that have been done by CNN and others. It mirrors what I've gotten on the street, and other scientific polls show that the trend is going towards the vast majority believing there's a cover-up, and the majority of that majority believing it is an inside job. This is, no one can doubt from all the datum that the majority of Americans believe there's a cover-up, and a large percentage believe it is an inside job. We were talking about that with the last caller, Edward in Florida. His next point was about Silverstein and the Pullet clip, and then we have that clip, and we also have Bush's Rose Garden comments of a month ago that tie into all of this, and so I'm going to go ahead and we'll play that after you make your comments. Make your point so I get where you're going with this, Edward.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, why would Larry Silverstein be telling the fire commander to pull the building? I mean, was this fire commander in on it? I mean, can we get a comment from him? Also, in the 9/11 Mysteries demolition movie, there is a nearby fireman that says, "Hey, this building's going to come down." He says, "Keep an eye on that building; it's going to come down soon." How does he know it's going to come down soon? Can we get him to testify? So that's my point. I just want to know how these other people know, and can we get info from them?
Well, I totally agree, and I appreciate your call. Crooks do this a lot. Okay, they compartmentalize things, and they tell good people in plain view what to do. Okay? To make this clear, they just tell them, hey, we're going to have to bring that building down because it's too damaged and we want to save the buildings next to it. And they just go, okay, go and bring it down. And they just, and then later peer pressure to the point where you just don't question it. You consciously decide to go along with it. I have tried to contact the firefighters you're talking about. I've contacted firefighters who went public and said bombs were going off in all the buildings. They've been told to shut up. A few of them have gone on air. I've heard them on other shows. We've had underwriters and people that did the studies on the buildings go public and say it had to be inside job. So all of that is happening. Silverstein, to be clear, Silverstein in 2002, and we didn't learn of this show until 2003, we knew they'd already blown up Building 7, the 47-story building that wasn't hit by a plane that day that collapsed at 5:20 or whatever in the afternoon from small fires and multiple floors. We know the building had the CIA, the FBI, Defense Intelligence, and every other federal spook agency you can imagine. It was a who's who of it. The city and county and state command bunker was in it, which is an oxymoron. It was in the 30-something floor up there. We know that they'd already moved the command center out than the days before for Tripod 2, a FEMA terrorist attack drill on the World Trade Center complex, so they'd moved the command base into mobile command centers to the end of the pier. We know that Giuliani, right after the towers collapsed, got live with Peter Jennings. We have that clip up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the WTC 7 section, and said, we've been told to get out of the building, Building 7. That's before fires even started in it. We know they then claimed that no one died in the building, but a Secret Service agent, who probably saw too much, did die in Building 7, despite the fact the North Tower did not hit it. A few windows got broken out by bouncing debris. Some of the dust field obviously did hit it. But no substantive structural piece of the North or South Tower hit it. I mean, it's like 500 feet or something from the North Tower. I mean, it was outside the complex. If you look at diagrams of it, it was actually outside of what was really the Port Authority complex. But it was owned by Silverstein. I mean, I'd be surprised if it wasn't in Toronto or something, hundreds of miles away and collapsed. I mean, maybe buildings he owns in San Francisco would have collapsed. I mean, I don't know. It's unbelievable. All right. I mean, that's how stupid this is. And in the piece, right before it, they're talking about demolishing wreckage of buildings, how they demolished 5 and how they demolished 6 and how they got rid of the wreckage of 4. And you've got the head engineer going, getting ready to pull Building 6. He's a southern guy there with controlled demolition. We've got to cue all that up and just play it. Then they cut to 7 and they go, 7 was rebuilt first because it totally demolished. And then they use the same term, pull it. I mean, on the same show, pull it is demolishing one. They detonate charges, and they have ropes tied to it with huge cranes to make sure it falls one way so it doesn't damage the Larish slurry wall. The guy speaking in New York accent, the point of, it's the slurry wall, I guess, that blocks the swamp off of the river there. But he goes, we wanted to pull it so it wouldn't hurt the legislary wall. I guess it's slurry wall. They call it a legislary. So you can go watch all that. They're saying, we're pulling Building 6. Then they cut from Southerner to head New York engineer for the Port Authority, talking about how they pulled it with explosives on the pillars and then with giant cables so it would fall one direction. There's different ways of doing this so it wouldn't damage the wall. So here is, what do you have queued up first? Do you have Silverstein? Play Silverstein. Here he is.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
I know since we first played these on air back in 2003, you've heard it over and over again in all the other shows, but let's hear it. Can you go find the clip where they pull Building 6? I think it's Pull 6. You go ahead and now this is just seconds after this in the same documentary. They're pulling six and blowing it up is called pulling it. Okay, so there's no debate what this means in the film.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish Building 6. We were worried about the Building 6 coming down and then damaging the story wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
By the way, there's that great clip. Again, I talked to these firefighters. I talked to NPR, which doesn't have the tapes anymore, where they announced on NPR in New York that the building was going to be brought down by controlled demo, Building 7. And there are firefighter tapes of this that we played. But, yeah, in 9/11 Mysteries, which we have on DVD, which I suggest you get right now, they have the firefighter right there on tape going, yeah, we're getting ready to pull down Building 7. It's about to come down. From the time they told Giuliani to get off, to get out of the building at 10-something before the fires start, how obvious is this? They're telling him it's going to come down. Get out, it's going to come down. The firemen, okay, they told me it's going to come down. I mean, you know, how much more obvious? But then buildings like 4, 5, and 6 that, I mean, had North and South Tower fall on them. Bankers Trust that had the South Tower fall into it. Burns for days. It doesn't collapse because giant steel, 4 foot around, 6 foot around, 3 foot around columns don't melt in normal fire. Just like the metal in your fireplace with white hot coals on it for 50 years, that iron or steel, and iron's not even strong as steel, it's never going to melt. Your stovetop isn't going to melt with white hot, blue hot flames on it. You can baste it in the furnaces of Hades. If it doesn't get up until 2300 degrees, it's not going to weaken. And it's not going to melt until 3,000 plus. It's scientific fact. It's like the world is round, okay? Jet fuel doesn't burn those columns. The world is round. Doesn't weaken them. The world is round. When they say it does, they're telling you the world is a pancake with sea monsters out on the edge of it. They're going to eat you if you try to sail past them. Okay? It isn't true, folks. The world isn't flat, and the government carried out 9/11, okay? Period. There's no debating it. Now, here's why I think he said the firemen. Criminals like to plant things in their alibis and stories. Bush at the Rose Garden now claiming they found out the terrorists involved in 9/11 wanted to plant bombs high in the buildings to make them blow up and rain down on people. And then if it ever comes out fully on 9/11, they'll just spin it and go, well, we told you through torture we found out they put bombs in. A bunch of the neocons they've got out there have now admitted that I've been in national debates with them. You've heard it. And they say, oh, yes, I do think that the Muslims put bombs in the building. So they're already saying this and setting it up. Here's a month ago in the Rose Garden. By the way, if you got video of this, folks, send it to us. All we have is the audio. Here it is.
The information that the Central Intelligence Agency has obtained by questioning men like Khalik Sheikh Mohammed has provided valuable information and has helped disrupt terrorist plots, including strikes within the United States. For example, Khalik Sheikh Mohammed described the design of planned attacks on buildings inside the U.S. and how operatives were directed to carry them out. That is valuable information for those of us who have the responsibility to protect the American people. He told us the operatives had been instructed to ensure that the explosives went off at a point that was high enough to prevent people trapped above from escaping. He gave us information that helped uncover Al-Qaeda cells efforts
okay.
to obtain biological...
So notice how nervous he was when he said that, because he had to get that just right. Okay, and so you had Silverstein trying to claim that the firefighters gave the order to blow it up. Because it was already a big controversy, they'd clearly blown up 7. And then for a year, almost 2 years, let me see, 2005, then through, we'd called his office 20 times, everybody else had 100 times, I mean, everybody called him, we tried to call the firemen, no one would talk, they wouldn't say if they had or if they hadn't, because they didn't know what to say, because this was, you know, they had to all get together and powwow. Then finally, through one of his spokesmen, through a New York Daily News article, Silverstein says, oh, we meant pull the firemen out. There's a problem. Firemen were never in the building after 10 a.m. So what does that mean? and the fires hadn't started. All right, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
All right, I've been a bad boy. I haven't taken a lot of your calls yet. Let's take a whole bunch of them now. I'm going to move quickly through your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Then all those clips of Limbaugh and the rest of it are coming up. Cameron in Australia, you're a real trooper. I forgot we had a call from Australia. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Things, actually. I first learned about you from the tyranny. Anyway, let's see. Our government's doing a lot of parallel things to what your government's doing, particularly your HR 6166. We had a sedition law drafted about a year ago here, which had the same sort of draconian measures, almost to the point where, after hearing what you said about HR 6166, that we having, how you put it, parallel laws.
It's all parallel. Every program has similar names. England has passed laws abolishing the Magna Carta. Our government has passed a law abolishing the Bill of Rights. And yes, Australia's passed very draconian laws, getting rid of due process, everything.
Really? Yeah, well, my dad said after he studied it that it's worse than what your laws are, supposedly. You'd think it was maybe drafted in the United States or by the neocons, by the sound of it. The other thing, yeah, some other parallels that are interesting is, or some quick points that I'll go through, Australia supplying uranium to China again, encouraged by the United States. Sedition laws, when the sedition laws were passed, we tripled our ASIO, which is our intelligence agency, just like your Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms. Our asylum seeker detention camps, because they politicised and used fear to get re-elected here over border policies. When they stopped detaining people for years and years that weren't white or speak English or Christian or whatever, what they did is the same day they said that they were going to be reused or something. I thought, detention camps.
Exactly. Right. No. This was written here. In Rex 84, written up by Oliver North, it says that they would claim, I've got Senate hearings on this, that it was for illegal aliens, but it's really for citizens. Now it's in our papers that it's, quote, for illegal aliens and for citizens.
Yeah, in Australia.
Well, see, but exactly, the same thing there is happening here.
Yes. Yes. Oh, well,
it's the same playbook. It's the same playbook.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying over there. And then I see the same parallels here. Obviously, you've got Steve Watson and people in the UK that can tell you what parallels happening in
England.
Same thing. However, I don't see a lot of traction here in Australia, and I think we're sort of miles behind. Both, usually England gets covered, and so does America. But
I have seen that in the statistics that Australia is not awake as the U.S. or England. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's, the tide is turning. It's moving somewhat slowly. There's a distinctive 100 monkey syndrome, as David Icke calls it, where there are people becoming more aware over time. We do have more critical media of America, as you mentioned on a program the other day, especially in the Murdoch press, but a lot of it is fluff. But basically, I want to hear from more Aussies that feel the same way. I can give out two websites for Australian listeners. One is www.911oz.com, and one mentioned GaiaGuys.net. But I don't see a lot of sites
on
Google.
You're just 911 Truth Australia. You should find it. You're on an IP phone, aren't you?
No, I'm on a mobile telephone.
Oh, wow, you're calling international on a mobile. It was just cutting out. What was the second address again?
Second address was Gaia Guys, GAIAGUYS.net.
Absolutely. In fact, I'd like to have some folks from Australian 9/11 Truth on. I know they're over there. I know their numbers are growing. We need to all support each other. God bless you, my friend. Take care.
And yeah, I'd like to, maybe we'd have more time to have me or someone else on that has notes about some of the issues here, because the only way we get Australians interested, because they think, oh, that's overseas politics in America. Who cares about that here? You know, that's the sort of attitude I guess we get, and Aussies has this old thing in Aussie culture, she'll be right, mate. that's an old Australian saying. But I guess the government we had, been right-wing for the last 10 years, has sort of changed our culture and made us more anxious, created a religious right.
Well, I wouldn't even really call it right-wing. I mean, I wouldn't call it right-wing. They act conservative to fool the good conservatives of Australia into going along with the loss of their freedoms. But listen, I really appreciate you coming on with us, and take care. Good to hear from you from the land down under. We get calls now every day, and many times from different listeners in Australia. Calls from Japan, calls from China, South Korea, Russia, Spain, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Mexico, Puerto Rico, all over the place. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Joe, who's been holding, Paul, and many others. Cameron, we'll get to Eddie and many others. Just stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you again for joining us today. I'm going to put in a little plug for the documentary films, and we're going to go to Andrew in Japan, Joe in Wisconsin, Paul in Canada, Brad in Kentucky, and many others. Wide open phones for the rest of the broadcast, but I've got a bunch of other news coming up. Look at this story. Police want spy planes to fight antisocial behavior. See, first it's to fight Al-Qaeda. Then it's, oh, we're going to fight illegal aliens because they know that's popular. And then, actually, they're not going to be for that. Every major city, not just in the U.S., but in England and everywhere else, will have little drones watching you. Pretty soon they're going to hand out black sunglasses and we're going to find out that They Live's real or something. If you haven't seen the movie, you won't get it. We'll play the Limbaugh clip and analyze his lies about us. We'll also play the attack on Charlie Sheen, the dastardly little comments by the creature over there on HBO, the person posing as a liberal, the phony anti-establishment individual, Bill Maher. So that's all coming up, in fact, before this hour ends. But I do want to encourage you to join us in this fight, to be part of this historical fight, and to also support this radio show and my websites and what we do here. Terror Storm is available on DVD. It is roughly a two-hour film with 68 minutes of extras. There's over 3 hours on the DVD, 68 minutes of the highlights of the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium. Just that 68 minutes is very effective, covering every angle of 9/11 you can imagine. I mean, the $19 is worth it just for that. And then you've got the full-length feature film, Terror Storm, the history of government-sponsored terror, Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Liberty. We cover Hitler's attack on Poland, how he staged that, stuff we haven't covered before. Then we cover 7-7 being a government operation, the Madrid bombing being a government op, British carrying out other terror attacks in Iraq, staging and posing as Arabs. We then get into the propaganda to take us to war, the lies, the fake news, the NSA spying, the CIA torture. It's all in Terror Storm. Then we look at media propaganda. It's fast-moving. It really covers about 8 different subjects, and it's highly produced. It's my best film. Please get Terror Storm. Give us a gift, a birthday present. Buy 10 copies and give it as an early gift. Say, I'm not giving presents this year. I'm not going to go out and fight traffic and go into debt and buy stuff people don't want. You know, buy one copy, make copies of it, and give that as a gift. You know, give them a card and say, here's some email addresses, I mean some web addresses where you can learn more, and here's a copy of a film. I don't care. Or give them originals. We've got them as low as Terror Storms, as low as $9.95 when you get a bunch of copies of them. Some of my films are as low as $5.95 when you get multiple copies. Go to Infowars.com and get American Dictators, get Order of Death, get Martial Law, get Road to Tyranny, get all the other books and videos we carry, like the new film with Griffin that just came out that we now have. Get the 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions, which we have. Get Loose Change Second Edition, which we have in stock. We got big discounts, a lot of different specials up there. So you're not just supporting us, you're supporting these other filmmakers. Take action now, ladies and gentlemen. We're having a huge effect. People are waking up. But there's still a lot of people that don't know, and that'll be the percentage of people that aid this Hitlerian group of criminals, these despots, in trying to set up open martial law in this country. And it is happening. But I tell you, looking at it, I think they're going to get their hind ends kicked if they try it. It's going to be bad, though. So the more people we get awake before they go to the next phase, the better it is for everybody. So again, Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or see all my films right now, all 15 of my films. Dozens and dozens of other films we've been authorized to post by their authors and makers. My book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show, special video reports, my films weeks before they're available, some cases months before they're available on DVD. At PrisonPlanet.tv, you can get Terror Storm for free at Google Video, but it's a decent copy. But you get, I mean, it's almost as good as TV, the high-quality download we've got. And even, I guess, if you've got a dial-up, you can still, I guess, take 5 hours and download it. But if you've got a T1, a few minutes. It's just great activist tool. You know what you can do with that super high-quality version we've got up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members? It is an activist center. It is a library of audio interviews, video interviews, in-the-field reports waiting for you. We have them in low resolution, medium, and high. And in some cases, we have them in 4 resolutions, one of them being super high. I mean, it looks almost as good as TV, almost as good as cable. And think of the activist power of you getting 100 DVDs or 100 discs even, and going and burning those, downloading them and burning them, burning the TV shows, burning the special reports, burning all my films to disc. Please help us. People say, why are you so hyped up? Why are you so upset? Because think about it. If I really believe criminal elements of the government carried out 9/11, if I really believe they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, if I really believe they're poisoning us, if I really believe they're hurtling us toward World War III, if I really believe and know they abolished the Bill of Rights with H.R. 6166, which is true, I mean, I believe it, it is the truth, then we've got to be like desperate, like wake up. I mean, it's like at the end of the Body Snatcher movie. The old black and white one where he's running from the body snatchers, you know, in human form, and he gets out to the highway outside the town. He sees all these bustling cars. He runs up to army trucks. He's saying, help me, stop, stop, they're everywhere, it's an enemy invasion. And he runs to try to climb in the back of the truck, and there's pods in there. And he jumps out, and he's going, we're in danger, listen, they're here, you've got a war. I mean, that's how I feel, but it's our own species, it's our own people doing this to us. It's just as horrible if it was, you know, pod people from the Klulax system. And, I mean, I'm literally, folks, sometimes I'll just start in the grocery store line, especially what usually sets me off is, do you have a discount card? Well, you'd save a lot of money if you did. And I'm like, that's for tracking me. Oh, sure it is. And I go, that's it. This entire country's turning into a control grid. I went shopping with my wife Saturday night, a rare occurrence to the mall. I'll tell that story next hour. Let me write that down. Shopping experience. And she just finally said, I accept it. It's embarrassing for her. We were in about 10 different shops buying our children clothes and things like that, and about 8 different shops. And I started shooting my mouth off loud, because you push Big Brother on me, baby, I get real loud in your store. By the way, I was brought up not to complain if there was a fly in my soup. I was brought up to be very genteel and nice. My parents are very genteel, actually. And I don't like to complain. I don't like to gripe at people. You push Big Brother on me, I get loud. And I roll down windows and say, tune in to KLBJ 590. Tune in to 100.1 Radio Free Austin. I roll down my windows, and I sit there, and when I'm in another city that I'm on the radio, I roll down the window. Because let me tell you something, this is serious business. Now I'm moving quick here. I said I would. Andrew in Japan, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to, over here, it's the exact opposite. People don't look at it like Big Brother's being pushed on them. Here at all the ATMs, they're already fitted with the biometric scan, with the thumbprint scanning. And it's common here. People do it. They don't even think twice about it being there. Well,
Japanese,
they know it's there to track you, but they don't care.
Sure, Japanese are some of the most intelligent, most well-educated people, and I admire a lot of aspects of their culture. We have a lot of Japanese listeners, but I got to tell you, they are imperially conditioned. They are slave conditioned. Now, a samurai wanted to test out a new sword. Would just go chop up one of his rice pickers because they looked at him wrong. But he would go out looking for someone. It's total alpha male dominance, alpha female dominance, whatever. Totally compact, you know, 90-something percent, nothing built on it. Everyone heard it into compact. And whereas the Japanese will believe it's an inside job, and they'll know it, and they're smart, they will still accept it and serve it. And it's just like the British to a lesser extent. They took the most barbarous, hardcore fighting Japanese tribes, and they beat them into submission and conditioned them to bow and stoop and quote, be genteel. It's domestication. And to do all of that, it's like the British. They're very quiet. They're very reserved. They bow to each other. They do all the same bull. And you know what? I'm one of these conditioned Germanic, you know, tribe, you know, Mongol people that got into the U.S. and went wild again. And the genes are in me. And I'm just in the cage. I see what they're doing. I've got the intellect. I've got all the same smarts, you know, that the Europeans have. But I'm wild, man. Plus, it was wild Europeans, people that had the genes to begin with to be wild, who came here to begin with. Or it was blacks under adversity. You know, it's the same thing. So we're special as Americans, though we've turned into fat, dumb, and happy slobs. But tell me more about the Japanese.
Well, it's funny you should mention genes, because really they're only a few generations out of the empire. So really, what you say is true. They're so conditioned to accept authority. And, the time before when I called in, I mentioned Koizumi. Well, he's gone now, and they have a new guy here called Abe. And the funny thing about him is he's part of a long lineage. He's part of a political family. His grandfather was the prime minister here. And yet again, we've got that lineage creeping into government like we do in a, like you guys have.
Kim Jong-il getting power from his daddy, or George Bush getting power from his daddy. You never want political dynasties. It stinks of despotism. You're on an IP phone, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's just breaking up and sounds bad. But listen, that's why I always knock people who try to be different with hair sticking up. And I appreciate your call, sir. I always kind of knock people with their hair sticking up or tattoos all over them, because I tell people in America that's not being different. You know, but I understand why they do it. They do it as an outward thing to say to all the sheep, and to say to all the people that are conforming that, hey, I am different. I'm different on the inside, too. I understand running the flag up. I understand having blue spiked hair, okay? It's just, for me, it's easier to have short hair. You know, that goes back to being a warrior. Somebody can't grab your hair and slit your throat. It goes back to not having lice in your hair. You know, I'm just a primitive. I like my hair short because I don't even comb it in the morning, folks. I just take the towel when it's wet and scrunchle it around, and my hair, you know, just does what it does. And I throw on a simple T-shirt and a pair of jeans, or I'm going out a pair of slacks and a shirt because it's simple and because it's camouflage, so the enemy doesn't see me. See, and they've hijacked the tattoo, blue hair movements, and the corporate structure has hijacked those and made it their own. Okay, or pink hair or whatever. And so now they say, don't be rebellious against tyranny. Don't be rebellious against their oppression. Just run around with green hair and with a mohawk, and that will make you rebellious. No, I want to see the manifestation of shooting your mouth off in the shopping mall. I want to see you stand up to a cop when they try to bully you. I want to hear you put on the voice of power and say, how dare you try to violate my rights? How dare you treat me in this manner? You will follow my liberties to the T, or I assure you, you will be litigated against. And you may beat the rap, but you will not beat the ride. Is that understood, officer? That's what I want to hear from you. I want to hear power. I want to hear you stand up and be your natural selves. I want to hear you take this country back. I want to hear you be strong. Not a facsimile, not a prosthesis. Not the illusion, not the vapor of the real thing. So again, I don't care if you got a shaved head. I don't care if you have 14 earrings in your nose. But you better be fighting the New World Order. You better, if you want to be rebellious, you want to rebel against this status quo, this corruption, everything we see, then I want to see real fruits. Not what you've been told is the trapping of being different. I don't want the semblance. I want the substance, and you should want the substance. Because I can have it any way I want, see, looking like a mainstream conservative person, because at heart I am a real conservative, but don't call me this modern term of conservative. And I like being able to have the cloaking device of looking like Mr. Rush Limbaugh worshiper, and then being able to switch it on, because it freaks them out. Everything's about how you look today. I like being able to switch it on and hit people who are in that phony conservative paradigm, because, yeah, even with my looks, it then puts them off base. They expect me to have long hair and a ponytail, talk like this, George Bush is doing some bad thingies. And even those people take on that affected activity. And again, I don't care if you got long hair, short hair. My point is, I want reality. Joe in Wisconsin, if you like purple hair, do it. Go ahead, Joe.
Ask again?
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Just for a comment for Edward. Me and Alex and I and everybody else is fighting for your right to disagree. But do you think of Karl Rove as a talk host? Do you think he would give you first up status if you disagree? Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the upcoming election. And I think I have a solution for things. This whole week, do nothing but find people in the red states, the ones that have these magic voting machines. Just tell them to go get a absentee ballot. Find 10 people. Everybody, you know, states like Pennsylvania.
Because that makes them, like in Ohio, run off and get caught stealing the boxes.
Oh, yeah.
At least we can physically bust them. Cops caught them a bunch of times.
Well, I've got a website that shows where people have a paper trail and which ones don't. It's www.verifiedvoting.org. And another good resource would be Bev Harris's blackboxvoting.org.
Sure, and we've had her on a few weeks ago, but as the election approaches, I'm going to be doing a lot more on these electronic voting machines.
Well, my point is, all of these Diebold executives are a bunch of felons. Now, think about
that's
this.
That's right. Again, Bush and his cronies have to hire criminals, whether it's ES&S or Diebold or the people that run the Total Information Awareness Network. They're always felons. They're open criminals. It's not even...
But, Alex, think about this. We don't allow them to vote. Why are we allowing them to count ours?
That's
oh, my God,
thing.
That is a great slogan. The voting machine companies are run almost unanimously by
right.
felons who can't vote. Then why do they count them? Great point.
But I think what we need to do is take that absentee ballot, fill it out, photocopy it twice, send it into a central collection agency, one that we can trust, keep one for ourselves, and then send the actual ballot in and have it checked. That's what we really need. This whole week, everybody...
We need to just educate everybody that they're taking over and then county by county take out these systems, which is now starting to happen. First, they ignored us. 3 years ago, we were like people with five heads. Now, we are serious. Now, 90-plus percent, was it 95% in a major poll a few weeks ago? It was a group of polls in the high 90s. Believe that the machines are frauds. You see, we're winning, but they've still got the power and are ignoring us, so they know that as we all wake up, it's going to take just physical force to oppress us, but that always crumbles too. I mean, good to hear from you. And Joe, I'm sorry you got put at the back of the line for all these callers that are calling from foreign countries or disagree, but we'll go to Paul and others. Paul and Brady and everybody else. Wide open phones in the third hour, too. The Limbaugh thing is coming up. The mystery of did Bush call me is coming up. It's all coming up.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go to Paul, Brad, Greg, Eric, and everybody. We're going to have open phones in the third hour. I will play Limbaugh. I will play the attack by the politically incorrect host now with this show on HBO against Charlie Sheen. We will also play a couple other clips and tell you who the mystery caller was that called and did the George Bush thing on my telephone. Was it George Bush? Was it a famous comedian? We'll see. But right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Paul in Canada, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple quick questions for you. One of my questions is a tough question. But my first question is, do you know about the little owl on the obverse side of the U.S. $1 bill? There's a little owl on the...
Yeah, it's right over by the one, and they do all those fine etchings. There's keys and little eagles, and there is a little owl there, yes.
Okay, and does that owl have anything to do with the 40-foot Bohemian Grove owl?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are owls on the Supreme Court building. There's owls, a lot of corporate symbols. It's seen as a thing of wisdom and power. So yeah.
Okay. My second question is Zionism. How I kind of feel that, and a lot of people feel that you don't target the Zionistic part of it. And in my mind, there's no doubt denying the fact that the NWO is headed by Zionists. And I'm just wondering, the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, is that truly a hoax? Like all these people say, oh, it's such a hoax, you know, but when you go through it and you look at the different tactics, like taking over the media, banks, whatnot, it's hard to deny, but I just want to get your opinion. Is that a hoax?
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, if it sounds like you disagree with me somehow, or this is
No,
let me stop you. If you would have said that, you would have gone to the head of the line. I just want you to know, sir, you're very coveted here. Listen, I appreciate your call. Let me just comment on it now. In the interest of getting to all the other callers, sir, I'll never be able to cover all this news I've got coming up in the final hour. Number one, a lot of the people who have tried to bully me into attacking Jews are unsavory, lying snakes. So years ago, I noticed the people always talking about Zionists and Jews, they were the ones always telling lies about me separately on other issues and just incredibly hateful. Some were government agents, clearly. Some were just crazy. Some were just wildly jealous and hate-filled. And so right off the bat, you know, I was like, these are really... And, of course, I'd grown up in Texas and worked and lived 1 year in for part of the school year in a summer, several summers in East Texas, and I ran into the Klan. And, I mean, these were just incredibly trashy people, hateful of everyone around them. You know, my family helped found that area, and they were calling, are you a damn Yankee? So, you know, kind of out of the gates here, I don't really like the crowd that is always attacking Jews. And they'll always say, oh, we have a problem with Zionists. We have a problem with Zionists, which I've said, no matter how many times I say, it doesn't matter. I'm against the Zionists. I don't like what the Zionists are doing. It's very unsavory, very bad, mafiastic group who is manipulating our policy to a great extent, and I've said that. But the liars, the white trash, a lot of them are government agents, a lot of them are ADL, but then they get the white trash to parrot what they say. They know what they're doing. They always ignore the fact that I've covered all this stuff many, many times and had all these guests on. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It isn't about that. It's about tearing down the movement. It's about not waking up to the New World Order. And it's about attacking Jews, which is going to kill this movement.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.